Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom I delight. I am placing my spirit on him. He will announce a just verdict for the nations. God's chosen servant. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. During the time of the Old Testament, God chose many different people to be his servants and carry out special missions. Moses and Aaron served God by leading God's people out of slavery in Egypt. David and Solomon served God by ruling over God's people as kings. Elijah and Elisha served God as prophets, calling people to believe in the one true God. But God's plans for his people included something, someone even better. He had chosen to send his perfect servant, his own son, Jesus Christ, into the world. All of the servants he sent during the Old Testament gave us clues about what Jesus Christ, God's perfect servant, would do. Moses gave the people freedom from slavery in Egypt, but Jesus gives us freedom from slavery to death. Aaron offered animals as sacrifices, but Jesus offered himself as the perfect, final sacrifice for sin. David defeated Goliath, but Jesus defeated the devil. Solomon was wise, but Jesus is all-knowing. Elijah miraculously fed 3 people, but Jesus fed more than 5,000. Elisha raised a boy from the dead, but Jesus raised himself from the dead. How wonderful it is to know that the Father chose to send his own Son to serve us. How wonderful it is to know that the Son, Jesus Christ, was willing to come to this world to serve God by serving us. But Jesus didn't come just to serve you and me. He came to serve the world. In the scripture reading, God promised that Jesus would announce a just verdict for the nations. What does that mean? It means that Jesus is going to get rid of all the wrong things in this world and make everything right. He started that work when he came to this world the first time, and he'll finish that work when he comes again soon. What an exciting day that will be! And one more exciting thing. While we wait for Jesus to come again, we get to be servants of God too. God has chosen us to serve him by listening to his word and by loving the people around us. For the rest of today, think of yourself as God's servant to serve someone. What an honor that is. God bless you as you carry out your special mission. We pray that we may serve God. Jesus, thank you for being the servant of God who came to save me. Lead me to serve you every day. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.